What you see in the debate about China for some time now in NATO, and today was, I think, also testimony of that, is that we see China closely working together with Russia, North Korea and Iran when it comes to enabling Russia's war effort in Ukraine. China can be seen as one of the key enablers, maybe even the key enabler of Russia when it comes to the war effort in Ukraine, by sanctions circumvention, by dual-use goods deliveries, and also by other means. At the same time, we see China rapidly building up its own armed forces with a lack of transparency. There's a total lack of transparency. And what we do know, is even with the lack of transparency, is that they will get to 1,000 nuclear warheads by the end of the decade, that they have now more Navy ships sailing than the United States. They have, of course, a big shipbuilding industry. They have, anyway, a largely huge developed defense industrial base. We have some of the biggest defense industrial companies in the world now are from China. 5 to 10 years ago, you would find none. Now you find a couple in the top 10. So this is all evidence that we cannot be naive. And we know their thinking about Taiwan. And we also have the absolute conviction that if China would ever move against Taiwan, that first Xi Jinping will call Vladimir Putin and ask him to keep us busy in this part of the world. So these theaters, the Indo-Pacific and the Euro-Atlantic, are more and more interconnected. So this is the type of debate on which we build on today.